can you take give me some jalapeno chips with some tea?
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my bibs, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, and we are live riding the chocolate wave. And I am trying to get in on my fucking tiny chat so I can cam up and everybody can see me, but I'm having fucking issues with my, whatchamacallit, with the, with the actual chat room, which is fucking crazy because I normally can cam up and do whatever. It's just like everything is just like so fucking freezing nowadays. I don't know why that happens. But we're going to have a good show tonight. We have, who do we have? We have Paul Williams calling in tonight. We have my beautiful co-host, Princess Nay, logging in and coming in, and we're on Tiny Chat. I'm getting on there now. I know everybody's like, she said the show was going to start at, okay, here we go. Why is it, oh, it's saying my camera is in use by something else, but it shouldn't be. So, let me turn off video. So, it's like, it's crazy. I swear, yo. I'm coming, everybody. I'm coming. So tonight is going to be like an old school type thing. So it's going to be real interesting tonight. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and start getting in with the program. I'm cammed up and I'm ready for action. Hi, everybody. Hold on 1 second. Let me adjust my volume. Okay. Let's see if that's perfect. But anyway, we're going to have like a really good show tonight. I'm really excited about Mr. Paul Williams coming on to the show, having a good time and whatnot. So I wonder if it's the type of microphone that I'm using that's giving me the, let's see here. Let me see if I can change it. External, internal, let's see, we'll use this one and leave that one alone, adjust the volume, okay, reduce echo, record volume, all right, so let's see if that works better, all right, so open microphone, finished. So, anyway, like I said, welcome to Chalk City. You're now riding the chocolate wave with your girl, Chalk Mommy, and we're going to actually have a really good time tonight. I'm so excited about the old school music and shit like that. It's going to be crazy. So, if you got a cam up by all means. Let's have a good time. Let's do the damn thing. So, like I said, this is going to be like an old school show. So, let me go ahead and get my one song up. So right now, if you guys read my blog, it talks about how music influenced your life, and I grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yes, I am telling my age and whatnot. And so the music back then is way different than the music it is now, so I just want to go ahead and pay homage to everybody that paved the way so we can have what type of music that we have now. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play my first song, and this is Love Come Down by Evelyn King. I swear. Just hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, damn. You know what? This shit gets on my fucking nerves. Like, I don't know what the hell is the problem. So, Everything was perfect. I had no fucking problems. Volume, everything was fine. Let's try this. You know what? Fuck it. This ain't gonna work for me, so I'm gonna do something totally different. Oh, don't get discouraged. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I had my fucking internet act so fucking stupid, like for real. So y'all have to excuse me and understand that this is just something that I'll be going through. I don't know why the fuck I have to go through this all the damn time on my show. I guess greatness is trying to be stopped. But anyway, I'm going to get back into what I'm doing. Oh, there's my co-host. Hi, Princess May. Hello? Princess May, can you hear me? Shanae, well, I have her on. I don't know what the hell is happening. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and continue to broadcast. And let's make sure realize that she's on and she'll say something. But I wrote a blog the other day, and we were talking about music. And it was just amazing how music can change your life. And the different things that it does. So, let's see here. It's like everything is fucking freezing or something. I don't know what the hell to say or what the fuck to do. About to be fucking irritated. But I'm going to be nice tonight and play nice and do what I have to do. And then hopefully my Google Chrome will act right and it won't be on some old fuck shit. So let me see here. Oh no, this is just like a crazy ass night. Princess May, can you hear me? Hello? Princess May. Hi, 409, you're on the air.
Hey,
Jackie.
So hello? I called to see what was popping off with the radio show.
Man, I'm having technical difficulties as usual. I'm speaking to Shanae forever, and she hasn't even been answering or nothing.
Huh? She's probably in the bathtub, because you know that's what she do.
You know what? You're right. She is always playing with her coochie cat.
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Princess May.
I'm not going to tolerate you two heifers talking about me, and I don't even know who heifer number two is because I didn't even hear the name. So who is this that's talking, that dares to talk about the princess?
That was your
Jazzy, I was talking about you in your bathtub episode. Stop. Don't trip.
I was thinking you probably in the bathtub.
The bathtub episode caused me to burn the food.
Okay. Y'all are bad.
But don't tell nobody else.
Y'all are really bad.
Okay, we won't tell nobody else. Thank you.
I'm not
going to
tell you
how
somebody just ordered a plug-in jump off my website.
It wasn't me.
I felt like perhaps I should get me one of those, too, and just see how that works out. I don't know.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Not this time. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay. I mean, me personally, I just say that you guys, y'all got to be nice on the toys because, you know, my pussy is just, I don't know what to say. The
get
out. Little chocolate thing. has been doing wonders. I've been laying off of it. I haven't talked to him for a minute. I'm trying not to.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to have to celebrate my 1 year.
1 year plan?
So I think I'm going to just buy myself a ring. Like, you know what? Me and my pussy been in a committed relationship for, like, a year. We good.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm getting there, and my kids are trying to pawn me off on some other shit. I don't know what the hell. You know, I guess they thought it would be cute for me to settle down with somebody, but the motherfucker's trying to give me worms. So, I'm trying to be nice and be like, you know, I'm somebody's grandma, but I'm a young ass grandma. So it's kind of weird when somebody's trying to hit you up with their granddaddy and that motherfucker like 65. It's like, well, I mean, what are we going to do? Go out and get a discount on some senior citizenship? The fuck? I was like, no. So I'm going to need you and Princess May to go back to work and find me some bitch. That's what I'm going to need y'all to do.
You know, last time I did, you turned it down, so I'm not putting myself out there again, and you turn them down, hurting my people feelings.
I mean,
wait, did you get these photos? Because I never got that photo. Like,
you never sent an email address.
Oh, okay, that's my bad. I apologize.
Yeah, exactly, because he was fine.
Oh, okay. So, wait, what happened to it then? What went wrong?
I don't know what happened to Princess May. I don't even know why she's not cammed up right now, but I'm a new
person. I am cammed up. I don't know why you can't see me.
I don't know why I can't see you.
I don't know. I see me.
I don't see you. Nobody else can see you. Let me see here. Let me see. Hi, video. And I brought the video back on. But I don't see you. Can everybody else see Princess Meg? Can y'all see her pretty titties? Nope. See, nobody can see you, Princess Meg.
Okay, well, I don't know why.
I'm going to suggest that you fix that. That's what you need to do. You need to fix that, and you need to fix it right fucking now. You know why? Princess May. Now what the hell
is she? I think she went to go fix it.
Man, she is forever doing something. Okay, she's like, hey there, hold on. Now she's going to come back in or whatever. But I think tonight we're going to have like a really, really good time. I don't know what the hell I feel like doing tonight. But I think I might have a really good time. My kid is on my bed, so I don't want to get too excited and then he has, like, a really good time or whatever. So, So Princess May need to help get back on because I got a surprise for her. And I know how she likes surprises.
So I'm excited about the magazine. I can't wait to see the official issue.
That magazine is so fucking hot, like, you will not believe it. Like, when I tell you, when I first saw the magazine, I had tears in my eyes and everything like that. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it kind of, like, fucked me up a little bit. So, you know, I got to show everybody, normally on Friday nights we do, like, T-shirts and panties and shit like that. So, I am in I'm in my booty shorts and my wife Vita. So, you know, it's not T-shirt and panties night, but, you know, shit, we damn near close enough. I really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So, matter of fact, since Princess May is on, well, she was on here. I don't know where the hell she went. I had a surprise for her.
I'm right here.
But I don't see you on cam because when I
shut up. Hold on. I'm doing it again.
Yes, do it again. That's what you
My kids came in here, so I told you to hold on.
Oh, okay.
Can you see me?
Yes, I can. And thank you all for being such a Oh, matter of fact, our guest is on the line, so we're gonna bring Sean in, and I'm gonna play my surprise to you later. 917-280, thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. You are riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy and Princess May.
What up?
What up?
What's going on?
This is Paul Williams. Let me tell you about Paul Williams, right? Paul is like, he's very business orientated, right? He's the type of dude that will snap on your ass in a heartbeat.
Nah.
He's the type of dude that is so official that if he finds out that you're fake as fuck, he will call you, make a recording, put that shit on YouTube, and start Korea. So he's like a kid at 15, but he's sexy as fuck.
thank you. How are you ladies doing this evening?
I am good. My kid's getting on my damn nerves, but other than that, I'm good.
I can dig it, you know? But, yeah, I'm just over here doing the thing, you know? I'm like a BBM legend. Like, I think, like, everybody on Earth that's ever had a BBM has passed through my phone.
That they have. Because you're, like, this person, like, you intimidate people. You know what I'm saying? Because back last year, we had, like, some little beef or whatever. But I don't remember what it was about. And it lasted briefly. Because it wasn't, like, no crazy shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then, when I got rid of you, I was like, yo, it was when Nephew Jr. out of Miami.
Oh, that guy. See, the thing. See, I'm on this new kick, this new, nice, kind of, gentle Paul kick. So, like, I don't even really be trying to bring up dudes' names because, like, I don't want to say it like that, but, like, I'm so cool. Like, when I say people's names, like, it helps them. It don't even matter if it's good or bad, but that guy was the official character. Like, he needed his own sitcom, Saturday morning cartoon, cereal, sneakers. He needed everything. That guy was a character, for real.
Princess May, he is telling the truth. He was right. He worked with, wait a minute, Iceberg. And what is Iceberg's dad's name, Shanae?
Coach.
Yeah, he was like, he worked for them. He worked for Trick. But the ultimate no-no that he did that I felt like Paul could help me with is when this motherfucker swindled some children out of money. He went and booked Trick Daddy to perform for some autistic kids. Why would you do things like that? So
Wait. Are we talking about Nephew or Dame?
No, Nephew Jr.
Okay, Nephew, yeah, because, no, both of them, see, here's the thing with me, right? Boom. Like, if you had my BBM for a day, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, one, I got, like, 2,000 contacts on my phone. I mean, people from all over, like, places I can't even pronounce in my phone. People hit me up. I mean, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, whether it be my BBM, yo, listen to my music. Yo, me and my niggas is the hottest niggas coming out of, like, name. And you can put any random city there. I hear this shit all day. You know, they'll send me, like, the worst music. They're talking about how many bricks they're moving, bodies they buried, all the Maseratis they drive. So when it come to me, and they hit me up like, yo, what do you do? I mean, just for the record, I work for Atlantic Records. I started working in October 4th, 2004, underneath Rick Betterman. I was doing urban promotions underneath Frank Johnson and Rafael Cardona. I got so good at what I did, it took me to J Records, it took me to Interscope, it took me to Warner Brothers, where I met with Kevin Valentini, Inca, and Boricua Jimmy, who's DJ Pro Style's manager, and all of them. Those are like my big brothers. They raised me in this. So I've been doing this shit 7 years. Like, I got plaques, like, for Trey Songz and shit hanging in my living room. Like, I do this shit. So when dudes is telling me, like, You know, I don't care what you're talking to me about. Like, are you talking to me about a check? I don't give a fuck about all that other dumb shit. Like, real talk. Like, what are you going to pay me to work your project? How can I get a dollar out of this edgewise? Like, real talk. Or how can you, with some social capital, reimburse me? That's when niggas' pockets get shot. Oh, no, we ain't got money like that. But, yo, Slime, you was just popping 40 more wet bottles and had a V12 Phantom Drophead Coupe. I don't get this. Like, I don't get it. So, you know, I deal with that. Then I got 100 little dudes trying to pull my Trump card. Oh, are you about what you say you about? Like, one, don't worry about what I'm about. I'm too busy to find out what you about. Because at the end of the day, if you're doing what you're saying you're doing, it's going to come to light. More the truth comes out. So don't hit me up asking me what I do. I know what I'm doing. Make sure you about what you're doing, because this is a small world and even a smaller industry. I'm going to be somewhere, and I'm going to just, you know, oh, yeah, you know, such and such, because they said they work with you. And the fam, like, yo, I don't know you. Hell, yeah, I'm going to pull your card. Like, yo, fam, they said they don't know you. And that's how shit be unfolding, real talk. That's how it unfolded with J Dame and Nephew Junior. Like, that dude, I was just, you know, that dude must wake up in the morning and put on fucking clown makeup. I don't know.
Yeah, he was quite a character, because when I heard you slotting him on the YouTube videos, I was just like, oh, wow. I could not stop laughing because that shit was funny. And then I met somebody else that was supposed to have been doing an interview with you. Damn it, I'm going to fuck up his name. But his magazine is El Barrio Magazine.
Okay.
Fuck it. Is it Jubal, J-Bo? Shit, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I meet so many people, like, yo, I forget dudes. Like I tell dudes, if I'm not in contact with you at least 4 times a week, I fuck around and forget you. Like, real talk. Like, I meet that many people every day. Like, people get mad because they're like, oh, I met you here and there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, fam, look, this, you know, like, this is a high school reunion. Don't try to jog my memory. How can I help you? Like, people think I'm being rude, but it's like, yo, if I don't remember you, I don't remember you. Like, don't sit there and try, yo, remember that time, like, we helped a kid from underneath the bus. Like, they be telling me all types of crazy shit scenarios how they met me. Man, nigga, we was signing up for skydiving lessons. I be like, who the fuck are you? Like, nigga, I know we was skydiving. Nah, it was you, Paul. I know you. We was skydiving. I'm like, all right, nigga, whatever. How can I help you? I'm telling you. It gets crazy.
So how do you deal with the females?
Excuse me?
How do you deal with the females?
How do I do it with the females? Oh, I love the women. I do it, like, you know, and on top of that, I sing. I'm an R&B singer. I got my mixtape. I'm coming out with one just to show niggas how this is done. I'm going to show niggas how to get popping. It's called I Do It For The Ladies. I love women. How could I not love women and I was born of a woman? You know what I'm saying? I got my mother's face tattooed on my back. That's my main homie.
Wait a minute. You sing?
Yeah,
are you in your computer right now?
Am I what?
Are you near your computer right now?
Am I near my computer? Yeah, I'm near my computer right now.
Do me a favor. Send me some tracks over so I can play them.
Oh, I don't have anything recorded right now. Like, I don't have anything recorded. But,
man.
You know, it's top secret. You'll be one of the first ones to know. You'll be the first to know. Top 5, dead or alive.
Cool. So, my co-host is sitting over here looking all sexy and everything, and she wants you to see something live.
She wants to see me live?
No, she wants you to sing live.
To sing live?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, that's not an issue. We can do that. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You know, I'll give you some Brian McKnight, the song called Stay. Well, matter of fact, wait. I'll give you something else.
Give me some Avant.
Not even Brian McKnight. I'll give you something else.
Give me Avant.
Give you Avant? Oh, see, I don't do Avant. I don't even know Avant songs to keep it a stack with you. I know the songs, but I don't know the lyrics. You know, like. So I can give you something right now?
Okay.
All right, I can sing for you? I can sing for you, ladies?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'm like, men like to make love like they make love in the movies, baby.
And baby, let's kiss like we just kissed for the very first time. Let's make love like they make love in the heat of the moment. Don't you want it? Girl, it's like a movie when we make love. That's it. That's all I can do right now.
That's how you do right now. Are we putting you on the spot?
No, you ain't putting. No, I'm never on the spot. That's the part of life. You gotta be ready to go when the light's green. You heard?
Got you. Now, what do you have planned for 2012? Because I know you do a lot of promotions.
I plan to keep you as far as what? Excuse me.
You do a lot of promotions. What do you have planned for 2012?
2012. Well, I mean, right now I'm running underneath Kevin Valentini Inc. over at RCA, so we got some projects coming up. He was telling me something about Alicia Keys' project, so I know that's on the table. Hopefully, as far as myself, I'm just working on my artistry because I want to show dudes how this is done. For 2012, that's what I'm really focusing on. Me doing what I got to do. I mean, I got my marketing company, Go Hard Marketing. So whenever an album drops, whether it be first, second, third, fourth quarter, I'm always holler at the labels. They're going to holler at me and do what they do. But 2012, I plan on doing what I got to do this year and showing dudes how this is done, because a lot of people don't get the gist of the music industry. They don't understand how everything goes hand in hand. They think this is just one side of the coin, like, oh, I'm the best rapper, but you don't know what goes into marketing. You don't know what goes into branding. You don't know what goes into promotion. You don't know what goes into putting on shows. You don't know none of that. So you just think you're sitting in the house and recording a bunch of music, you're wasting your time, and vice versa. You can know the business, but you may not be the best artist. So you got to balance both of those things out. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what I'm trying to show. That's what I'm trying to show dudes. I'm going to show them. I was going to name my mixtape The Game Is Rigged, but I didn't want to do that. Being an R&B singer, it would look crazy. So I just, I do it for the ladies.
Got you. Now tell me about this blog that you have, BBM World.
Oh, I mean, that's simply BBM World. It's like so much stuff gets shot through my phone. Like I said, I got like 2,000 contacts on my BBM. I mean, whether it be links for parties, music videos, I get so much coming through. I'm like, yo, dudes get mad, like, they'll send me a video, and I'll give them a critical breakdown of what it is. Like, I mean, why get offended at my advice? I'm trying to help you more. Like, I'm telling you, yo, your production's off, your rapping off beat, this is whack, the chick you got in the video's not up to par. Like, I'm giving you everything how it is. You should be like, yo, you know what, thank you. Instead, I get death threats, I get a bunch of curse outs. Oh, when I see you in the street, I'm going to punch you in your face. I get all types of shit like that. So what BBM World was designed to do was, you know what, let the people on my BBM judge. So when they send me shit, I throw it up there and I send the blast out. And so I get plenty of feedback. Yo, why would you put that up there, Paul? That shit's whack. Yo, tell them that, Mo. That's why they pin on there. Add them and tell them stop rapping, stop fucking shit up. But, or if it's good, let them know. And then just to keep people up to date on whatever's going on, like recently we lost Heavy D, rest in peace, things of that nature, So that's all that BBM World News thing is about right there.
Oh, I got you. One more question and then I gotta play some music. How freaky are you?
How freaky am I?
Yeah.
It depends. I'm freaky. I'm just crazy with it. You got to get crazy with it, but you can't get freaky with everybody, because then your shit will be looking freaky and you'll be in the clinic with the rest of the freaks. So, it depends. Like, I got to know Shorty. Like, she got to come with the Carfax report, because you just can't get crazy with everybody. Your shit will be on the stretcher. Your lead will be on an IV, plugged up the life support, and you won't know what's going on. But, yeah, I'm freaking.
Got you. I'm going to play a song or two, and then we're going to come back and we're going to start talking some more sex shit.
You already know.
Got the money and we ballin' all in Beijing. We should get a honey and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Bridge squad divas, he's still on the train us. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck with losers. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'ma use her. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny C, money longer than a ruler. All I say is new, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her a mula.
But you know how females get. They don't want to get undressed. Or if I get undressed, then I'm going to get kicked off of Tiny Chat. That's just the story of my life. Every time I drop something, I get kicked off. I get haters. I get banned. I don't know if it's a pretty pussy or what, but I don't know. But I think my song is coming. Wait a minute. Let me see. Wait a minute. I think it is. Damn it. Hold on. What the fuck? I swear, I can't win for losing around this bitch. Hold on, guys. See, normally everything runs smoothly, but when I start getting sexy guys on, it fucks up. If an ugly motherfucker was on here, we would have no problem. Shit would run smoothly. Nobody would say nothing. Oh, there we go.
Shit, it all freaks out. Mother Nature. Chopper, what's happening, homie? Still fly high, man.
One episode of that show. Like, I don't watch so much TV. The only thing I've seen was when that girl Chrissy rocked that Kim Bella chick. That shit was out of line. I was like, hey, yo. She rocked the shit out of her. But I only see that because, like, my sister, you know, she be pulling me onto that type of shit because I be busy running around, but she showed me the clip. I think it was something like Sad Baby Moms or some shit. They were talking about debating about her being with him, and she came out like, yo, I was letting that nigga pop, and Chrissy was like, that's my slimette, and I ain't having it, and I just seen her wing her shit. I was like, oh, hey, yo, like, that was crazy.
I mean, I ain't even gonna lie, I looked at that shit was, like, mad crazy, and I guess Chrissy called herself taking up for Emily, because, you know, Joelle's baby mama was basically saying, okay, 3 years ago I was fucking your man, and then she's like, well, 3 years ago I was pregnant, so Chrissy felt a certain kind of way. So, I mean, you know, Chrissy did sucker punch her because the bitch was sitting down, so she didn't see it coming. So when Chrissy hit her and rocked the ass, you know, she got on the floor and she started stumping her out and shit like that. And, you know, I don't condone violence, but, you know, that shit was kind of crazy. All I know is I bet Chrissy got a better head game than Jim Jones. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, like, I don't condone violence, especially amongst women. I don't condone violence at all. I'm a self-proclaimed pacifist. I don't look for a problem. I don't start problems, and I definitely, like, women fighting. Like, that's one thing I'm not real big in. Like, that's, like, kind of a turn-off type thing. I mean, just for me, I mean, it's cool to ever be able to defend yourself, but, I mean, just coming out like that, like, I don't like, that's one reason, like, I stay away from, like, hood rat chicks. I don't deal with those, so I kind of bypass those, so.
You know, I think it's sexy when women are tussling and then all alone they're turned on by each other, and a dude comes from behind them and gives them some good dick, especially if it's big, or if they got titties like Prince's nays, and he can just come lay his eight pigeon cock on them.
That's some real porno shit right there, but yeah, I guess I'm just I don't what turns me on about a woman is like I would honestly say like conversation, like see like isn't that more to me? There's nothing more sexy than a woman who can hold a conversation, who's confident about her shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like hood rats. Like, I'm sorry, like all that fifth grade reading level shit, I can't do those. I can't deal with them. Like, once they start talking, like, some chicks just don't need to talk. They'll be good just not talking. Like, one time I met this girl, she was phenomenally bad. We was in the club and shit. I walked up to a Spanish chick. She had the little red shit going on in her hair. I'm like, hey, what's going on? She's like, what's popping? I'm like, oh, man, I already see where this shit's going. She started talking about her and her homegirl. She got to change her homegirl's colostomy bag because her homegirl had got shot and dead bloodettes, and she's selling drugs and all this crazy shit. Like, I'm just sitting here, like, I'm really trying to find a bailout on the conversation. Like, my phone's going off. I got to go tip the bartender. Like, yo, I just got the fuck up out of it. I was like, yo, these chicks is wilding, like, shorty. You cannot think you're going to get a man talking to a man about some shit like that. Like, that's not attractive.
That is, like, fucking crazy. That is so fucking crazy. But yeah. I really appreciate you riding the wave with us. It has been crazy. I was kind of nervous about you coming on because every time I see you, you're in business mode. And I wasn't really sure how to perceive you and take you and everything like that. But you're going to be seeing hella shit coming across your blast on the BBM. I got you.
Thank you. See, I'm not as mean as they say. I'm a nice guy.
I feel like an emergency is coming on, so I'm about to have to log out. I hate to have to tell you guys bye-bye, but, you know,
all
love
right,
you.
Bye.
Love
you, too.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, bye, Shay.
Same to you.
So, and then, Paul, once you decide about the mag, let me know because it drops next month. Already, just the newsletter alone has already had 2.7 million views on Twitter.
Congratulations. I like those numbers.
Thank you. I be doing my thing on there. I be on the internet like 14 hours a day.
Nice. So, yeah, just let me
That's
know.
That's why Ice never sleeps. She never sleeps.
What the fuck I ain't got no dick in my life, so I might as well work. Shit.
No, she never sleeps. I'm like, okay, I wake up in the morning. She's on. I go to sleep at night. She's on.
That's how you got to do
sleeps.
It, bro.
She's
how
grinding.
You there's no money to be made while you're sleeping. You want to be sleeping and getting a check while you're sleeping.
That's what's up.
That's what I'm trying to
say. He's not nearly as mean as you said he was. She tried to warn me about you. She, like, hit me on Twitter, like, well, he's known for calling people out. So I'm like, this show should be interesting. Let me make sure I tune in.
See,
I'm a
nice guy.
He's toned it down.
Okay.
I'm like,
down.
You're hella
nice.
Huh?
Don't listen nice, like, you know
me. Thank you.
But again, Paul, thank you so much for riding the chocolate wave with us, and do not
thank
be
you.
A fucking stranger.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, definitely holla at me. Thank you, Choco. All
right, bye bye.
Bye.
Let's see here. I gotta say. look. Hold on. I gotta play something else. I ain't fucking with Princess Nay tonight right now. Like, fuck her. Here we go. This is for all you players.
Nigga.
DJ Opie.
Bitches.
if you love hip hop. Rub your titties if you love Big Papa. Gotcha. Open off the words I say because. Now, who smoked more blunts than a little bit? What did you, an idiot? Listen to the lyrics I spit like M1. Got mad guns up in the cabin. Cause these ain't the ones for the dipping and dabbing shit. I make it happen. You got your ass caught on your soul with fire. From the Honda Passport or the MP. What if you see? Then I miss you. I blow up spots like little sisters. Grind with your teeth. Grind, bite your nails. Took the cuticles like Murray. My killers be the most beautiful. Junior Mafia click thick like Luke Dan. Niggas grab your gats, bitches take a glance at the look to one. Pulling over in the Land Rover, playing Big Willie style with the chauffeur. You know what I mean? Stack the green, read all between the lines. A nigga act up, makes the bathroom hard to find. Niggas, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Bitches, rub your dicks if you love Big Papa. Gotcha, open off the world, I think it's hard. Niggas, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Rub your titties if you love Big Papa. Gotcha. Open up the words I play with
hearts.
I'm surrounded by criminals, heavy rollers, even the shite, the individuals. Smoking skunk and mad fillies, beating down Billy badasses, cracks and stacks and masses. If robbery's a class, bet I pass it. Shit get drastic, I'm burying your bastards. Big Papa never softening. Take it to the church, rob the preacher for the offering. Leave the fucker coughing up blood in his pockets like rabbit ears. Covet the wife, Kleenex for the kids' tears. Versace wear, Moschino on my bitches. She whipping my ride, counting my ones, thinking I'm riches. Just the way players play, all day, every day. I don't know what else to say. I've been robbing niggas since running them with singing, here we go. Snatching ropes at the Roxy, homeboy. You didn't know my flow, detrimental to your health. Usually roll for self, I have sun riding shotgun. My mind's my nine, my pen's my Mac 10, my target. All you whack niggas who started rapping. Junior Mafia, C-Lo, niggas know the half. Caviar for breakfast, champagne, bubble bath. Running up in pretty bitches constantly. The smallest bitch, who the fuck was supposed to be? Niggas, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Rub your dickies and fill a Big Papa. Gotcha, open up the world that you're because.
Y'all put your cam on mute because we can hear you guys. He can't record because he's too busy trying to talk. Wow. Why you eyeballing us real hard? Huh? Did you put it on mute? Yeah. I think Chalk disappeared.
Hey, y'all. I swear, that was my internet fucking up again, as usual.
Kick that big-ass dog out and it won't mess up.
My dog is not the issue. What if I, man,
look. Oh, yeah, still your neighbor's internet is the issue.
I got still no fucking internet. You will go.
Yes, you are.
No.
You's a lie. You ain't got a lie
Craig. You ain't got to lie. I'm going to need you to refresh your screen because I'm tired of looking at that crazy-ass look on your face that's frozen on the camera. Please,
Matt,
and thank you.
I know. I can't. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Shut up, help. You get on my fucking nerves. How about that?
You're better than me being on your face.
Ooh,
the way you like
yeah.
it.
Come around my face. That's what you do. Yeah. You know what? In the meanwhile, here you go. Here's a song for you. Wait a minute. Hold on.
And astounded, love it when I pound it with legs in the air, backwards in a chair. We fuck here, we fuck there, like Janet. Anytime, anywhere, she scratch, I attack, she attack, face down, ass up. She want me deep when I fuck. No love, no love, she bust, I nut, she nut, I crush inside. She got a main guy, but a man's pathetic. I'm a busted baby, highly respected, energetic, pussy magnetic, my tongue's poetic. Have you screaming, oh God, like I'm pathetic? I'm an upgrade, baby. Now check it, my heart, you'll never get it. Might as well go ahead and forget it. She needed a man that separated her legs like a comma. She got tired of the drama, she needed a change, she called me Obama.
My bath water, so give me just a minute because I'm about to cam up from the tub, baby.
You are killing me. You are really killing me with this. Always being
We got booted off Stick Cam. We got booted off of Blog TV. We might as well get booted off damn Tiny Chat.
No. We didn't get booted off Blog TV. It's just that I couldn't bring it up like I wanted to. We'll be back on that bitch tomorrow. Trust me on that. We'll be back on that tomorrow. Damn it. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, hey, how about I was looking at World Star today, right? And
you on where?
I was looking at World Star Hip Hop, right? And Freaky Vicky was on there, right? And this happened in August. How about this motherfucker, this chick is dancing, he's in a strip club. So she's like booty shaking, like right there on his head, right? Why did nigga tell his bitch her pussy stink on the microphone? He stopped all the motherfucking
See, he did what?
He told her pussy stink.
Dang, that's ugly. That's mean. But if her stuff stank, then hell, she should have watched it. She knew she was going to be throwing that funky monkey in everybody's face. Got that pissy pussy all in that man's face knowing it stank. That's just mean.
I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, you might be sweaty or you might have fucked while you working or something.
Nah, man, you take audition some draws with you in the strip club because you know that your shit going to get wet. So you take all that with you to the strip club. You know, that's bullshit. She just nasty.
Okay, so she was nasty. So then another chick is on him dancing. He got a couple of stacks in his hand, right? So then he saw this bitch, her pussy is humming. I'm like, what the fuck?
Todd Swishermane and them are having difficulties because they're trying to find a track, but they're so intrigued by talking to us that they can't locate the track they're looking for.
See, that's when you know you sexy as fuck when a man can't concentrate on what the hell he's doing.
Still have all our clothes on. That's what gets me. Hey. They still ain't ready when we take them off.
I wish Jazzy was on her cam. Let me tell you about Jazzy real quick. One Friday, we was having a good show, and she was going to call in. She was going to get sick at work and get off early and come cam up with us and have a good time, right?
Uh-huh.
Guess what the fuck happened?
What? She got scared?
No!
Stop talking about me, Shay.
Her boss is following me, and he's seen the plan on Twitter.
Dang, now that's kind of foul.
We had this thing, like, planned out. I was like, oh, okay, I'm not feeling good. I think I'm just going to roll out. My boss was like, oh, yeah, tell Crypto Mommy. I said, what's up? Your ass ain't going nowhere. Sorry.
You know, if you had let your boss talk to me and I would have told him I was going to send him a picture of my pussy, you may have been off with pay, girl. You know, you got to let me work my magic.
Might have got it. I know, that dude was not, he totally pulled my card. I was low-key embarrassed. Like, oh, you saw? He's like, yeah, y'all, next time you should just DM her. Don't just put the jump off on Twitter because I done already seen that. I was like, okay.
Wow. That's bad. That's really bad.
Man, Chaco sets you up for the okey-doke, man.
How does that set somebody up?
Because Chaco be knowing this shit, and she put all your business out there on blast for the world to see. You know, don't let her do it to you. Don't do it, Miss Mealy.
I want to know about
the
dude you set her up with that I missed the opportunity to see.
And he sent her a picture of his dick and everything, and it was, like, really big and stuff. And she, her ass pumped out because the dick was too big or something like that. Some bullshit. I'm not sure. Miss Stony Head and Lethal Backshot pumped out like a punk ass motherfucker because she got scared
to give her a heart attack.
What's his name, Mandingo? What was going on?
Like Mandingo. Hell, I can't remember what his name was, but I'll go back in my email and look.
You know what?
Because, you know, I got all dick shots before she did because I was accepting the applications, and that was one of the requirements. They sent me a shot of their dick.
Got you. Okay. And so, like, give me an inch estimate.
I don't want anything bigger than 10. 10 is good.
I'm just saying, child, sometimes you gotta, you know, let's climb this mountain. Let's just, we gotta do some exercises to get you in shape for that, like.
No. Nothing more than 10.
We gotta do some lunges or something, like, you know what, let me work it out.
I'm good with 10. I mean, 8 and 2 is good. If he's blessed with over that, then I'll take it.
Look. If it's anything bigger than 9 inches, her ass is going to run for the hills. Don't let her say, that ass is lying.
That's the shield. That's the shield.
Will go through her little skinny ass and come out her throat. Do not let her lie to you. No. She cannot do 10 inches, but she will take a good 8.5 or 9. That's what she wants.
She'll be tall. If the dick is good,
and
I'm just going to take it all. I don't give a damn.
And I'm thinking, because
no.
He was 24, he would
probably
have toys and his energy. He probably would have worn that ass out, girl.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
He wouldn't have. He would have been telling Chuck, take that.
I have been.
He would have been on his puppy tube, like, you got that. You should have, girl.
Well, I tell you what, Chuck, tonight I'm going to remember to turn my camera off before I get out of the tub to put my clothes on. I think Cod Pusher Man and them are calling in.
Oh,
and they're best interested.
Oh, my God. I see them.
Yay.
Hello, you're live.
Hello.
Hello. We hear you.
How you doing? What's good?
How you doing? Y'all not naked.
Hey, you feel me? How you doing? What's good? Where you at? You in the tub? You in the tub.
You playing with that kitty cat.
Not this time, I am not. I do not have my toy in here. I'm just in the tub. Shut up,
okay,
child.
I need to see hands at all times. I need to see your hands where my eyes can see. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I like that waterproof jump off. That's a...
They all read the box and make sure all of them are waterproof, hell, because they got to be...
Hey, I have a couple of colors. I'm just saying, they come in assorted colors, some glow-in-the-dark jump off.
Look, DM those to me so I can see. I need to go to the website. But I did just get some new ones that's got, like, a super vibrating head, and that shit has a remote control. Hi, Hanson.
Yo.
How are you? We see you with the phone to your ear.
You're right. Because y'all talking about glow in the dark. I'm sorry. I was trying to record, but this conversation right here kind of got my attention, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you're kind of cute, though. Chuck wants the other one, and I thought you just edibly delicious.
What
I mean, you know,
to say is they got the same area code as I do. And 543
because they're in North Carolina.
I know, but there's different area codes. That means they're in either Greensboro, High Point, Burlington, or Winston-Salem.
You said
it first. Hey, I'm going to tell you that Chalk just put us on blast talking about she has two perbs on her show. Matt called us some nasty bitches. That's almost as bad as Mr. Mia calling us a bunch of dirty broads.
Listen, I'm not nasty. I just like to play a lot. I think it's totally okay to, like, explore yourself because the more I know about me, the better I can get to know you. Just saying.
Hey, it's nothing wrong for a woman to please herself. I mean, I love
thank
listening
you.
To a woman.
Oh, thank you. And would you play with a woman with her toy?
Please herself.
Would you play with me? I mean, with a woman with her toy?
hold on. I got that whole conversation going on. Say that again, babe.
This is the most important one. Would you play with a woman with her toy?
simulation and you using you for penetration.
It's like this. Anything to please my woman. You understand? Like I'm not.
Yes. Good
answer. Anything.
Now, when you say anything, do you really mean anything? Because
look at him looking at that smile. Hell yeah, he means anything. He means it. Nick and
I'm gonna need you to private message me your phone number. Tell me your name.
Hey, look, baby. It's like a job. You understand? Like you got to treat a relationship and you got to treat it like a job. You just can't be half that.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on for a second. This is what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to do the little Pro Tools. We're trying to get, you know, do the little studio jump off. You know, it ain't everything, but you know, it's enough to make a little noise. I'm sorry. So you know, we tuning in.
Chuck, you ever thought about getting freaky in the recording booth?
You know what? Yeah, because that's like motivation for him to sit there and give his fans some hardcore rap. She sucked my dick, she swallowed all out. You know, all that kind of
yes. Yes.
I can record all the sound all that shit, right? So when the dude is like, oh shit, I'm coming up. Don't, you know, all that shit is recorded. And there go my head game is a felony right there.
There you go, soundtrack with it. Yes.
The corner, recording it, so then I'm straight. So I done killed the soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? Killed the track, and I got my video. I don't need no special guest appearances unless we're going to do a remix of you and Jazzy sucking dick with me. I mean, what's good?
Nah, I'm good. I'm not doing it on camera.
What?
No. Okay, well, whatever. Not a story for another day. Jazzy?
Maybe not for the world to see, but fuck it, let's just make a movie.
He needs to tell me his name.
Like, let's just put this on the big screen. I'm just saying, like, we just, you know.
Yeah, put it on the big screen.
Let's just put it on the big screen. She said the remix. Okay.
The remix.
Yeah,
we're good. We straight.
That's how I look at it. So
hey, you ready? Hey, look, I'm about to go to a new track.
I want to drop his pants while he sing that song.
I want a new set. Oh, I just bought a new set.
He's going off. Like, he's not listening. He's just going in. Like,
Princess Nay, I'm about to dedicate this to you.
Thank you, my love.
You know what?
What?
I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger, and I got bars that'll fit faster. You a hot star, no bitch fatter. So let me take you on a ride on the journey with the one that you got daddy, and you gon' make you get it wet. But the time we gon' do something romantic and different, I'll take you for battle, but we get on the movie scene. I was thinking that we could just make a sex tape. Listen to your face, people, listen to HD. Maybe I can take you when you can take me. When I pull my H2 up with your H3, you know that you wanna be in this movie. So don't be acting like a ribbon with a strange your mission. According to why you loving me down below. Switching the camera angle when we change for this.
Yeah.
nothing but the feeling on the booty, especially when I can blame it on the alcohol. She is better than everything in my perimeter. Sexy, I wish I could film every bit of her. Kissing her down to her stomach in cinema. Tell her when you're being trusted in cinema. I let you roll the camera first, then I hold it in. Cause I wanna see how it's coming out and going in. She's such a freak in me, I hope it's simple. Like a TMZ, she's a 54 star on CNN. Baby girl, you keep the world off the axis. I'm your director, the film when you're practice. And you know I think you can handle my actress. Especially when you're
come over, see it on my face.
Jazzy, don't get quiet, girl. You're going to have to get you an Android or you're going to have to steal your
I
ball.
I feel like I'm missing out on something. Like, I don't know.
Girl,
I
you
feel like I'm missing out on all the fun.
In the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
you have a chat room?
Uh-huh.
Who's in the chat room?
Oh, God. We got Quad Swisherman, Maine. We got Guest 245827. This is Maine. We got Body, and we got Honey.
And I'm naked. Princess May is naked.
Ooh, that is so spooky.
So it's
burn.
Going down in the chat room.
Yeah. I'm about to get my toy.
You naked yet, Chop?
Am I? No, I'm not getting naked tonight, honey.
Hell,
okay,
I'm already
okay.
Naked, and I'm about to get my toy. Fuck this. I'm turning. I'm gonna fuck the camera.
I wrote a blog yesterday, or maybe the day before. And it was about cheating. And you know what I'm saying? I think I did a good job. Because when men cheat on females, it's like, oh, bitch, I cheated. Shit happens. I'm a male. I need different pussy. And they expect us to suck it up and get over it and deal with it and whatnot, right? But then it's like when a female cheat on a man, it's like you slapped his ugly-ass mama or something. Oh, bitch, I can't believe you did. I can't believe you did that. How could you? What's that nigga look like? Was his dick bigger than mine? Did he fuck you better than me? Did he eat your pussy better than me? Then they'll go like, please tell me you ain't suck his dick and I just kissed you, baby. Boy, bye. He did it all. We fucked in the bed, too. See, what men don't understand is we're better cheaters. And
yeah.
Yeah, we're better cheaters than y'all. We get caught.
And better liars.
No, we want y'all to know. Y'all get caught because a bitch will text you or call your phone, and you'll have to look like.
Damn,
like,
she calling
what?
Me right now.
Yeah, like.
What am I supposed to do?
And if she's a spiteful bitch, it don't matter because she gonna make sure your bitch know that you fucking her. Because she feel like y'all in a relationship. You know, sometimes y'all
what?
Might fuck for a little hood bitch, and after you done fucked
yeah,
her about five, six times, you her man. It's like you breaking bread or whatever, and it's like, oh, that's my man, but he's just a such and such. Girl, not after tonight, because I'm about to call that bitch and let her know he's been using my food stamp. He was.
What it is I think women choose to ignore it because the dick do be so good. So we know. We know, men. We know when you fucking around, but we be dignitized for like a hot second.
Until
we find the new
if
dick.
If I catch you cheating, I'm cutting your shit off and I'm putting it in your mouth. And I mean that shit. If I catch you cheating, I'm cutting your shit off. I ain't about it the second. Damn it.
Nah, but man, that's
just
more money.
Yo, because don't you be mad when another bitch get it? You be like, damn, I know who's giving that bitch the D. I'll be pissed
hell
off.
Hell yeah.
Mad as shit.
I'm like, that's
Margaret
Good. You can't be doing that bullshit. No.
I know he working that bitch. I'm upset.
That's like when you cheat. You got to make sure the motherfucker looks better than what you got. Six out of ten times when a man cheats, that bitch be ugly as fuck. You be like, you fucked that whole boy, bye. Miss me with that bullshit. And you laugh. Then you pull out the phone, nigga. That's why I'm cheating on you. His dick bigger than yours. His pocket's bigger than yours. He got a better motherfucking job. He got a better car. He ate my pussy better. I done it like five times back to back and he made me squirt.
Hold up. You know what hurts him even worse is if you tell him, and it was a woman, bitch. How you feel about that?
Yes. Like, as a matter of fact, it was Sharon. She comes over every night.
Every night.
As a matter of fact, but when you was in the bed asleep and you thought we was watching movies, we was making a movie, like, my bad.
You want to see? You're going to
gonna have to pay us to see it though. I'm sorry. No freebies.
I asked her, could you join in? But she said, fuck you, nigga. So, my bad.
Actually, she said, you don't even look like you could fuck real good. So she was like, nah, we good.
I mean, that's just because men are just fucked up anyway. No, I'm not male bashing because I like dick. I like, wait a minute, let me rephrase that. I like good dick. Not all men have good dick. Like, all ladies don't have good pussy. And it's like, I just like good dick from a good man. And it's a shortage of those. So that's why I'm fucking myself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you, child, me and my pussy are in a committed relationship. I'm about to buy this bitch a ring. Like, we together.
You know what? I did buy mine a ring. You know one of those little rings that goes on it? Yeah.
Yes,
and it's
ma'am.
Like...
yes,
and it was
ma'am.
Nice. It was nice, man.
Yeah, buddy, I've been buying her gifts and all type of shit. Like, you know what, girl, you've been doing your shit. I'm about to buy you a little some. I'll be treating her good and shit. Telling her how much I love her.
Man, I don't know. I'm just a freaky person. I like to fuck in the backseat of cars. I like to watch my man bang the hell out of another chick, as long as she's pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Yeah, especially if he got a big dick. If I can't take it, I want to make sure somebody else is getting punished too. Like, fuck that. after I school you, 21, yeah, after we go to Cougar School, you sure can. We sure can.
So I just want to say, I had an interesting conversation with one of my girlfriends the other day, and, she brought some shit to my attention that I actually never even thought of. Okay, so first of all, shout out to her because she likes fucking her roommate, right? And not only is that her roommate, but that's like her personal barber because she like, oh, yeah, I'm going to need so-and-so to, like, shave my pussy for me.
Oh, wow.
I had this look on my face like, he do that? Like, he just, she like, yeah, I just be... bossing his ass around. He like it when I boss. I just be like, man, get down here and shave my pussy.
I'm a
shout out to her for having a personal barber because I got to do that myself. Like, don't nobody come to the house and line me up. So, shout out to her for that. I thought that was kind of hot.
Oh, damn. She's shaving you to shave your pussy? Did she lick it while she shaved it?
I mean, you know, I didn't see her pussy, but, I mean, you know, she said dude be, like, lining her up, so. And then he give it to her. She said that's, like, hot-ass foreplay. She said that's some sexy foreplay. I'm just scared somebody else might nick me because I'm going to need to do certain things on my own. Thank you. I got to make sure that gets done right.
Wow. Now, everybody in the chat room, make sure y'all put y'all Twitters in there so I can follow y'all and shout y'all out and shit like that. And then, you know, y'all don't look like y'all would be no damn crazy followers and shit like that. Like, man, I swear on Twitter, motherfuckers be retarded as hell. Like, for real. Like, what the fuck? Woo! Now, I gotta say this because, you know, our time is getting close. Now, with my magazine, when I asked for my sexy followers to tweet your picture and put Chuck Mag, that does not mean lay on your motherfucking bed in your granny panties and tweet me a picture. That is not sexy. That's my
yes, it
is. Just because your granny panties told you you should model, that's that bitch's job. He can't tell you you ugly as fuck. He done had kids with you. He gotta tell you you look good. That's just something he gotta do. So, like, real talk, when y'all are sending y'all pictures, be mindful of what the fuck you sending me, because that shit is gonna go in the magazine, pending that you look good. Guys, don't be shy. Don't be sending me no motherfucking baby pictures talking about I'm sexy. No, you can be a cute-ass kid and an ugly-ass motherfucking nigga. So I need to see the now. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hashtag Chuck Mag to be in the magazine, and we all good. And shit is going to drop next month along with my mixtape, Riding the Chocolate Wave, Volume 1. Princess May, I don't have your motherfucking drop, and we're going to fight.
Oh, shit.
Yes?
Huh?
Yes?
See, what had happened was...
What had happened was, Kai Swisher Maine said that you need to hurry up and get your ass here because they're going to take you out to eat to Arigato's.
Huh?
They said they're going to take you out to eat at Arigato's. That's a good restaurant. That's a hibachi style restaurant. Everybody goes there. Like, it's a really nice place. That's like one of my favorite restaurants. So they have
Is that where the wormy gospel granddaddy was trying to take you with the $2 wings?
Nah, that was L.
$2 wings? Wait, what did I miss?
No. He was about, okay. Swisher Kyle, we need a phone number or something. So my
I have one. I got one.
Oh, okay. My thing is,
I got one.
I was not
on his number.
L.
Is it your number?
Huh?
I'm pointing at the screen at him. I'm just making sure it's his number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not about to go to L's with him. Because me being at L's with him and the L be trying to fuck with me himself and I come in there with fucking Fred Sanford, I'm going to be clowned like a motherfucker.
I was laughing at it, and I didn't even see the gospel granddaddy.
I'm sorry.
I have a question. Are we going to bring back this one? Wait, Shay, are we going to bring the 23-year-old on the air? Like, are you going to interview him?
He's been on the show before. He's already been on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel like Chuck, you should just accept the challenge. Like, I just feel like you
should
take
it. She ain't
gonna
do it. She done tapped out already. We're gonna have to find a new a new prospect.
What happened to the one dude from Twitter? What happened to that guy? Where did he go?
Talk mad cash shit, and when it comes down to it, her ass be tapping out. I'm telling you, she just tap out and say,
we can't find the D, Chuck, and then you tap out on the D. Like, I don't know, maybe you should just take it in doses. Like, you
see,
know what, baby, sometimes it's going to happen.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't think I should do it. What the fuck? No.
Princess May is lying like a motherfucker.
You know what? This is what we're going to do, Jazz. We're going to go to Greensboro, North Carolina. You're going to take her hands, I'm going to take her feet, I'm going to spread her legs and tell whoever wants to come in at their own risk, pound, 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 make sure you make her scream and don't stop until the bed is flooded. Yes.
I'm just trying to tell you, I'm thinking that's going to be some country, because you know you're out there in the country, so that's that I used to work hard for a living dick. That's that I've been outside dick just.
We're going to make somebody just take that. She don't want to give it. We're going to let somebody take it. And, you know, she like it in the ass.
She might like it like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you got to think about who we talk about. She like, oh, fuck yeah, tie me up.
That's why she's smiling with her eyes right now. She's not smiling with her face, but she's smiling with her eyes because she's thinking about it. She's like, damn, this shit going to be good.
I mean, it's like this. If I meet somebody that's very attractive and very sexy and they can please me sexually and they have a nice size dick, then of course I will give them the pussy. Even if they had a 12-inch dick, because I've taken 11 before and took it like a champ. And I didn't run. Matter of fact, I had 2 nuts that night. I surprised myself. I wore him out. So I would welcome that challenge. But until then, I'm going to keep using my 8-inch vibrator and chilling.
I'm not going to believe it until I see it. You need to show me valid proof. You are full of shit. I do not believe that bullshit. And you know what? I'm going to make sure I am in damn North Carolina. When that 12-inch or 11 inches approaches and make sure he gets to go in whatever damn hole he wants to. Yeah.
Really? Okay, we'll just get like five dudes. Let's just find five guys, right? Have them all line up, drop their pants, and let's see who wins.
You have a show
called
Battle of the
City. You and Jazzy are both some old nasty ass motherfuckers. I just want y'all to know that. Y'all kind of.
No, I am nasty. You know that. I'm looking at my own titties right now. Shit.
Y'all, like, I'm about to have all ribs in my pussy. Y'all just fucking off. Damn. Next thing you know, you're going to, let me see. Y'all gonna find me some old jacked up motherfucker. Y'all probably gonna go.
It can't be worse than the wormy ass old gospel granddaddy that you found for your own self. I mean, really.
And you know what?
You can't do any worse than that.
Every motherfuckers have a lot to prove. So if he ugly, he probably throw that D like, boy, like a champ.
You saw it.
I got to give you this all this dick because I'm not a pretty nigga. Let me.
Okay. This is what ugly niggas do. They ain't got no choice but to have a big dick. They have no choice but to have a fat bankroll because all they can do is work because ain't no bitches trying to be with them. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't
trying to say, but you be like, you fine in the motherfucker. Girl, you be, I'm trying to tell you, that's what you need in your life. As a matter of fact, forget that. That's what I need in my life. Let me just.
No. Hell fuck no. I dated an ugly Haitian in fucking Florida. That bitch put a root on me. He stole my car and I got. Hell no!
Oh my gosh! You're about to make me drown in the damn bathtub.
I checked my panties to make sure the motherfuckers were still there. I would never let this motherfucker eat me because I felt like he would be taking my soul through my coochie. He's like, why you coming out here? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because I just felt like he was a Haitian after we fucked the first time. So I'm like, well, that's right. Damn. Shit.
He was going to suck his soul through your coochie. He was going
Nah. He wasn't about to put that voodoo mouth on my shit. Hell. And what's crazy is when I got bit by the spider, it was like a few inches away from my pussy. Do you know how miserable I was?
Oh.
I don't even want to imagine.
Now, see, that's
you had to massage it to make it stop, didn't you?
When you got good pussy and a good head game, niggas would do it by any means necessary to take your ass.
They ain't taking me
out. She said, I thought he was going to suck my soul through my pussy. You need to put that on Twitter. That's a Twitter quote right there.
Make sure you tell Todd and they need to cam up with us tomorrow because we will be doing Naked Tiny Chat tomorrow from 2 to 4.
No, what?
Huh? Well, you already said you were going to strip. I mean, damn. Are you re-nigging? You re-nigger.
Now, see,
I want the dude in the camera. That's who I want.
What is his name?
I'm going to get him, too, if I have to take his cookies.
He looks like he's going to give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out the oven.
I'm going to crawl under the counter and just take his cookies. Because, you know, he's sitting at a desk right now. He may not be paying us any attention, but he is sitting at a desk right now. And he's going to fulfill my fantasy of getting freaky in the sound booth. I'm going to North Carolina just for that one.
What the hell just happened? My screen went white. Did we get kicked out of something?
Hell no. I'm not kicked out. I see. That's why his ass hiding, because he's smoking.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Weed was put here on the earth for everybody to smoke. Except for me, it's not good for you.
Weed make my nipples hard.
Really?
I don't need to do that. Yes, it does. Weed makes me horny. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Man, it's about that time and a bitch is hungry. You know, I'm eating apple pie tonight. So, tomorrow, do you want to do Blog TV or do we want to keep this at
We want to do Tiny Chat. We don't want to get booted off Blog TV, so we can do Naked Tiny Chat, but we won't be naked on Blog TV. How about that?
Ow.
No.
I can
you are not
that.
Seeing me naked, Naughty. I'm sorry. If you would have cammed up with us the last stick cam before we got booted off, I was butt naked on the camera. I didn't realize it, but damn, I was for a long time while I was getting dressed.
Oh, yeah, Naughty. Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know that I was. It wasn't done on purpose, but they saw every ounce of Princess May. Even all the hidden tattoos.
Wow. Swisher's blog has been removed.
Who?
Swisher. There. Why? He put the link for the blog, and it said it's been removed.
Wow.
That's not good.
They've been getting nasty on their blog. That's why. That's what it is.
Hell, I done got real nasty on my blog.
At least we're not the only ones that get booted off something.
Exactly. It feels bad.
It makes us feel good to know we are not alone.
Now it's going to be TV, you got people who say you will never be alone.
Huh?
Them big titties, you will never be alone.
I like them, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet you do.
I do. I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chocolate City is about to be over because the bitch is hungry. And I might need to call my old man taxi cab to go get me some meat. Now I'm just kidding.
She's going down there to get you some 25-cent wings.
Man, Princess May.
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, the owner of L, or he might not own it no more, but it's named after this guy named Lamont Lowry, right? Remember when I told you about the dude I had fucked, and he grabbed my hips when I was fucking, and he bit the pillow, and he was like, ah! Girl, why would I ever ask for a why would I do that? No. Oh, he ain't listening tonight, so I can call him out like that. I've never had a man do me like that. That shit was not cute. Like, right in the middle of me coming, you grab my hip, and you're like, no. You grab the pillow and bite your finger, and you start making a noise. Who in the fuck does that?
That guy?
Yeah. Man, I lost all respect for him as a man. I was like, he'll never hit this pussy again, ever. That's why I'm single. Men, them kind of men right there, not knowing what the fuck to do, not taking their time, and just being just sexually ignorant. Oh, that's going to be the trending topic tonight. We're going to go on Twitter and I'm like, females, please.
Whoever this creepy-ass, ignorant-ass son of a bitch, hey, EDU is, no, bitch, I don't care that you're naked, and no, I don't want to see your probably shriveled-up ass cock. So get the fuck out of my private chat with that bullshit. Thanks, and there's the end of my PSA for the day. Itty bitty dick. Just
because
you think you got 6 inches, you think
you're going to miss that whole little thing. I'm so confused right now. What?
They just want to see.
I want to see that bullshit.
Yeah, they just want to. They want you to see their little meat.
I don't want to see it.
They want you to see it.
No thanks. I decline.
They do.
Wisher Beats put in the right link for their
blog. Yeah, I'm on his blog now. I'm actually going to subscribe to it because, you know, that's what I do when I network. I always subscribe to people's blogs and then they subscribe to mine. And Princess May, you need to start working on your articles for...
Don't rush me.
For the magazine and I need some pictures. I don't give a damn.
Don't rush me.
Don't rush me. Ooh, I'm about to do more than rush you. What the hell is that? Oh.
She's your ass, fool.
Wait, what the fuck was that? Yeah.
Girl, you know what?
I can't be fucking with you and whatchamacallit.
Yes, you can. That's why you love us.
What? I don't love y'all. I just tolerate y'all. That's what I do. I tolerate y'all because that's what I'm supposed to do. As a radio host, I'm supposed to tolerate you and Jazz because y'all are some old freaky-ass females. I wasn't like this until I started associating myself with y'all.
You was a lie because you were showing Kika and every other part of your body before you met me and Jazz.
No.
You was the one that decided your lifelong dream was to be a porn star. So shut up.
Hey, I mean, you're the one that told me your head game was a felony. I was like, oh,
know,
okay.
Right?
But you
and
know what?
And decided, you look, before me and you even became part of the show, Jazz, I believe she was the one that did the interview while she was fucking the guy. I believe she did. It wasn't us. We didn't
I'm trying
that.
To tell you what I know. I was like, oh, okay. That's how you do it. She just, all right, let me hit
that's
the play button.
That's what you call skills. That was some mad skills to be able to do that. I'm going to be like, talk when I go up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when I'm hanging around people that got 7 kids, and give pole dancing lessons, what do you expect? I have to do something to fit in.
Hold up. I don't have 7 kids, and the fact that I do pole dancing classes is irrelevant. I think it's a good thing. That just means that I'm flexible, and I can use all of my body muscles because it takes all of your muscles to swing around that pole. Shorty working that pole.
You know what? I got you. That ain't number the word. I got you.
You taught me how to work more than one pole. You taught me how to work the short poles. Now I'm going to teach you how to swing around the long poles. How about that?
Okay. Well, this is for you then. This is freedom.
Thank you.
So let me out, this is all my ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this hood and blue shit. They create time, you're a fool for them. So all my ladies, let's get it.
Working that pole. She knows she got pole. I love the way she works it down.
Before you hit the stage. Shawty let the mug, put the songs on, shawty got to get the mug. That petty, that bread, that cheese, head down, ass up, side down with the knee. Shawty let me see, you know I'm a freak. Turn over, bend over, bust it open for me. Right there, shawty let me see. I love it when you bounce that ass, shawty working that mug.
Oh,
think you should. Shine, shine. Up under the nutsack, you know, like when you suck in a dick, nutsack is included. A lot of females be overlooking that shit. Y'all gotta be real, you know, y'all gotta be real proper when you suck a dick and hitting that nutsack because it's so sensitive. So, I gotta play this. I'm looking for it. I'm about to find it and I'm gonna play it and it's just gonna be off the fucking chain. It's an oldie but a goodie. So, this is, She Ain't My Girl, then we getting the hell up out of here.
Oh, Johnny, what up?
She ain't my girl, girl. Yeah. No.
Coming back, all up in the sack. Yeah, before the day, here we run it back.
like a running back. And every time she leaves, she makes me want her back. I love being a butterfly. She keeps me coming back. All up in the sack, like a quarterback. And we're running back.
Make it happen.
Okay. Get off my phone, huh? I love you.
Love you, bye.